Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. You know, I've been really blessed over the last 15 years to have taught at the university level, and I've taught wonderful Polish people and Europeans alike. You know, and it seems inevitably we get to the topic of national differences. What do you notice that's different in your country versus any other country? And I'm especially curious to ask my Europeans and Polish people, what do you think about America? What stands out to you? Tell me the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly. Tell me everything. And they do. They tell me. And I've kept a mental list. And over the last 3 weeks, I've also kind of done a survey with my students, all of those that have been to the U.S. recently. And I said, tell me three or four things. Write down on a piece of paper, submit it to me, the biggest shocks or the things that you might find strange about living in the United States. They gave me that list. I compiled that list. And today I want to tell you 18 things, the top things that are surprising for Europeans and Poles when they travel to the U.S. Let's do this. The most popular one on my list is that America means wide open spaces and big skies. That one kind of surprised me. I thought they were going to tell me that everything's big in America, but they said, you know, when you're driving down the highway and you look out to your left, to your right, it feels like you can see for miles and miles. And they also said that somehow the skies feel bigger. It feels like there's a higher sky in America. The first thing that came to my mind is, well, in Poland we have very often cloudy, foggy, overcast conditions, and that might give the feeling of a smaller sky, but that's interesting. We do have some big, beautiful skies in the USA, so that's a good response. A lot of people also mentioned that it just seems that people are looser in America, more laid back. Nobody stresses about anything. Well, I'll tell you a little secret, as an American person. We are kind of taught, it's an unwritten rule, that we always keep our heads up high. How are you doing? Great, wonderful, super, thanks. Even if it's not true, we are good at kind of hiding that true reality. In my opinion, I think Americans are just as stressed and sometimes just as unhappy. But for some reason, it's just the American way of big smile, everything's good, cool, all right. People are also amazed at how many lanes we can put on an American freeway. Think about Atlanta, think about Chicago, think about Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, my friends were there recently, they said, Russell, there were 10 lanes on the freeway, and more surprisingly, everybody was traveling the same speed. Yep, welcome to the United States. 10 lane freeways, no problem. Another shock for people was the HOV lane, or the high occupancy vehicle lane. This is a great invention, it's a special lane just for you. If you have one or more passengers in your car, you have the right to take an exclusive lane, usually from suburbia to downtown. It's heavily policed, so it's hard to cheat it, and it really does cut down on this bumper-to-bumper traffic we have going to and from work. So high occupancy vehicle, great invention. Another popular point on my list is that people in America don't seem to walk too much. And I'm not talking about cities like Chicago, LA, the big metroplexes, New York City, no. I'm talking about pretty much everywhere else you go in America. People drive everywhere, even if it's a tenth of the mile down the street. And maybe 10 years ago, when my wife came to the US for the first time, my mom wanted to take her, you know, to run some errands, just the two girls. And my wife could not believe how many things you could do just sitting in the car. They went to the bank, the drive-through bank, I'll get to that in a second. They went shopping, they picked up groceries at Walmart, everything was pre-arranged, the guy put them in the car, they left, everything. They lunched through the drive-through, they never get out of the car one time. Everything was done in the car. And she came back and just gave me this look like, wow, this is so different here. And it really is like that. So it's not, I don't want to say Americans are lazy, because we're not. But we just have a lot of convenience in America. Things are made to suit our comfort. And if you don't feel like getting out and walking, we just don't do that. But it looks like things are slowly changing in the US in that regard. I got a ton of comments also on why America is so crazy about air conditioning. Air conditioning is in every building, every airport, everywhere you go. It's very strange to go into a building that doesn't have AC. And that's especially true in the South where I come from. We could not live without air conditioning. But you know, for my friends who have been to the USA, they say, I don't know how to dress. It's 40 degrees Celsius outside and I go inside and it's 18 and I'm freezing cold. I don't know what to do. I have to take an extra blanket or some jacket or some sweater with me to go into a restaurant. Yeah, that's the way it is. You have to get used to that. We are an AC crazy country. One thing that people really complain about concerning the trip to the USA, especially my businessmen, is the problem with ordering alcohol in restaurants and buying it in the shops. You know, I have to start off by saying, in 20 years of living in Poland, I've never, ever been ID'd. Not one time. I bought my first beer when I was 23. No problem. They assumed I was over 18. They sold it to me. I've never been carded. But listen to this. Businessmen that fly to the USA, constantly, they go to the restaurant, they show their Polish ID. Very often they leave their passports back in the hotel. That would probably be better. But they show their Polish ID. They say, I'm over 21. But the waitress or the shop attendant looks at that ID, they don't recognize it, they're a little bit afraid of who this person is and what this card is, and they just say, sorry, I'm not gonna serve you alcohol. Welcome to America. We are heavily checked there. The government does sting operations on them. They want to make sure that they're serving alcohol to the right people, and they're just afraid, and they have the right to refuse. That's just the reality. The next one's the funny one. People often say, why are you so crazy about carpets in America? Everywhere you go, the airports have carpets, shopping malls have carpets, even your schools are carpeted. Isn't that problematic? Isn't it hard to keep those carpets clean? After being in Poland where everything is basically tile and, you know, wood parquet floors, it is kind of amusing to go back home and see so much carpet. It does seem like a lot of extra work. I don't know, just the way we are. Another complaint I got on my list is they found it very strange that we are so white bread happy in America. You know, this typical artificial tasting white sandwich bread that's served everywhere. Even for the breakfast in the hotel, they get up and it's just this toast from white bread. They say, where's the good bread? Where's the bread that's baked in the bakery? You know, that we can get pretty much everywhere in Europe. I have to say, I love America, and in no way do I want to criticize America in this video, but we don't have good bread in America. There have been attempts, you know, there's McAllister's Deli, there's Atlanta Bread Company that serve pretty good bread, but honestly, I have yet to come across bread in the US that tastes as good as it does here in Europe. It's just the difference in our culture and our food. And staying on the topic of bread, a lot of people criticize the American sandwich. They say, your sandwiches are weird. There's so much bread and only a little bit of ham and cheese in the middle. It's kind of opposite to the way it is here in Poland. In Poland, sandwiches have one piece of bread. It starts with one piece of bread and you stack the ingredients on top and you eat it that way. And so people, especially coming from Poland to the US, really have a lot of negative things to say about our sandwiches. It's just another difference in our cultures, another difference in the way we prepare food, but I can appreciate both, but I see what you mean. The next one on my list, they say when you go to an American restaurant, number one, the dishes are very expensive and they serve too much food. The portions of food they give you in a typical American restaurant, you can't finish it. And they're always amazed that also the waiter or waitress comes by and says, would you like some dessert? Do you have any room for dessert? They just kind of look at her, roll their eyes. I didn't even finish my meal. How am I gonna have room for dessert? It is true, American restaurants will stuff you. They will keep you full. Welcome to America. The next one has to do with iced tea versus hot tea. Why are we so crazy about iced tea in America? We are, and I'm glad we are. I hope that never changes. I like hot tea, but growing up in Alabama and Texas, it's so hot outside, the last thing you want to do is drink a cup of hot tea. And again, I'm not speaking for everybody, I'm speaking for myself. But in restaurants, one thing I really miss here in Poland is the fact that I don't have the option to have freshly brewed tea on site. They don't have the option of, would you like unsweet iced tea or sweetened iced tea? That was always my drink of choice when I went to the restaurant. And people also here in Poland complain about how much ice there is in a drink when you order it in a restaurant. It's almost impossible to order the drink without ice. Ice comes, you know, standard. This is your default option. You have to specifically in America ask for no ice. The opposite is true in Poland. If you want ice, you have to specifically ask for it, unless we're talking about fast food American style restaurants like McDonald's. A lot of my business travelers who have been to the USA come back and they say, Russell, your businessmen in America dress differently than we do in Europe. Really? How so? Well, it seems like their trousers, there's always pleated trousers. They've got these bigger pockets up front and the shirts seem to be a little bit looser. They like a looser fitting kind of style. You know, when I think about it, that's true. They also mentioned that American business shoes are different. They have these kind of tassels at the end and they're more elegant in the way that they're designed. And here in Poland, the business attire is very slim fit. It seems that everything is tailor cut to contour every muscle of the body. There is kind of a difference. I have to agree with that one. People who have been to the USA come back also and they say, it seems like you really build things with weaker materials. It's just basically 2x4 boards with little insulation inside and two pieces of sheetrock, and you can just punch your hand through it. Why do you build things like that? Why don't you use more brick? That's a good question. You're asking the wrong guy. But I can say that here in Poland and Europe, a lot of cinder block. Things are built like bunkers here. No punching your hand through the wall in Poland. You would lose your hand. There is a difference in building technology. Now, if you've been to the USA and you have never experienced a drive-through bank, you have to. This is the coolest thing. And again, this is something I grew up with. Banks have this kind of pneumatic tube system. You pull up, you take this canister out, you put your money, your ID, you put things in there, push the button, it goes up to the tube and back into the bank. You don't have to walk into the bank. You can do all your banking drive-through. It's an amazing thing. If you've never seen the drive-through banking system in America, you have to. And I get a lot of cool comments on that one, and it also surprised people that I know that were there with me. The next one has to do with beach parking and how closely we can park to the beach in the USA versus how it is here in Poland and Europe. In Poland, I mentioned in a video before about the Polish seaside, how there's kind of like this patch of forest that separates the beach from the rest of the town. And parking, you kind of park further away and walk through this little area. But in the USA, you can practically park at the beach right there, and in some cases, on the beach. It really is amazing. Not very good for the aesthetics of the beach in America, but it's very practical and very easy to park close to the water. And the final one today is my favorite one. Why no fences in the front yard in American suburbia? Why don't you do it? Your house is open in the front, but you fence in the backyard. Why don't you just fence in the whole area and just have that private area to yourself? Good question. It's a really good question. I don't know. It's just history. It's just the way it is in America. Thank you so much for watching today. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you have any comments or any, if you want to contradict anything I said, go ahead, put it in the comments section. I'm really curious to hear what you have to say. If you have not become a subscriber and you would like to become one so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way, go ahead and click that button so you don't miss out. I wish you a beautiful day. Have a good one.